Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Adding a new once a week, we're going to try for a few weeks just to see if there's enough content. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about the reality of what you're capable of. Organizations often dive into that argument of, this is what we do, this is our mission, this is our bailiwick, this is our capability, period, exclamation point. And sadly, that's a limiter for most organizations. It's not a good thing, it's a bad thing. As a consultant years ago, I remember we used to say, don't leave money on the table. And what that really meant at the time was, you know, let's not put ourselves in a position where we deliver what the customer wants and asks for when we should be delivering what the customer needs. And that difference is critical. As we head down this path of organizational growth and organizational change, it's really important that organizations don't forget that their mission and their struggle today is not going to be what they're doing tomorrow. And if you are not prepared for what tomorrow brings, in the end, you're going to end up being second, third, fourth, then fifth, then sixth, and slowly but surely you're going to fade out of relevance. And it's sad, right? Because nobody wants to be in an organization that begins to fade out of relevance. Everybody wants to be in an organization that, you know, is going forward, is driving to the new world, is seeking some you know, magical, mystical El Dorado. Not likely, not going to happen most likely, but that's, you know, kind of what people want. There's a lack of vision sometimes in the way organizations pursue the short term. So, anyway, one of the things that I think about frequently as I sit around and contemplate my navel, as it were, is, you know, what are you going to do? How are you going to get there? What do you want to be when you grow up? But most importantly, and probably most critically, is the reality of, you know, how are you going to get there? And what's going to be there when you get there? Organizations today looking at tomorrow are not likely to see exactly why they're going to struggle tomorrow, but they are at least understanding what they need to do today to get to tomorrow. And I worry that so many organizations don't have that next tier of strategy. How do I get to tomorrow? They struggle with the reality of tomorrow because they don't understand where they are today. There are infinite possibilities and infinite probabilities for any organization if the organization is prepared and opens the door. One of the things I learned many years ago in a class called Full Spectrum Leadership is the best way a leader can guide is to support their people and pull them aside and say, by the way, you know, you may want to modify what you're doing a little bit. You may want to change how you're approaching what you're doing a little bit, because what you're doing right now is not going to work. Redressing people in a public forum really doesn't benefit anybody. It doesn't benefit the leader because they're perceived as not as good a leader, and it doesn't benefit the employee because they're not going to learn anything. It's just going to hurt their feelings, and they're going to crawl into a shell and not take risks. You see, that's the most important thing that an organization can do in the now, is take the risks that get you to tomorrow. My name is Scott Anderson. Thanks for listening to my blog.